some movies there. I've been reading a lot or writing a lot. Other things on my mind.
I like this one.
It's called A Smiling Hand Grenade. Maybe it isn't poetry, but whatever it is, it keeps you off the streets. Maybe it isn't poetry, but whatever it is, you got to see the Eiffel Tower because of it. Maybe it isn't poetry, but whatever it is, it dulls the blade of suicide. Maybe it's a banana, a smiling hand grenade, the dead face of love, but whatever it is, it takes your hand off your cock. Maybe it isn't poetry, but because of it, somebody is using your chapbook to shim a wobbly table. Maybe it isn't poetry, but because of it, the Grinch's heart grew 3 sizes that day. Maybe it isn't poetry, but whatever it is, it's better than a letter to the editor. Maybe it's roadkill, a shoehorn, a pulled down shade, a bed rocking next door at 2 a.m., the sun rising over a landfill. But whatever it is, the mad house will have to take a number. Maybe it isn't poetry, but because of it, you now have more friends who you never call and can go for months without ever seeing. Maybe it isn't poetry. This is a haiku called Fuck Designer Dog Food. If you can lick your own balls, you should be able to eat anything. About my niece, it's called Pony. One of the best things about owning a car is you get to be king of the CD player. You might not have much control in other facets of your life, but in your car, you get to be DJ Mussolini. Play whatever the hell you want, and everyone else can just suffer or walk. After listening to a track about a dying pony with hemorrhoids and a runny nose, she says to me, "Tito, you listen to the weirdest music." It was not a complaint, it was a fact. Of my 3 nieces, Camille will be the artist, 12 going on 30. Beneath the wholesome exterior, there is an undercurrent of a wild streak, a live wire ready to bloom. I can picture her in a couple of years being a handful, a fly in the ointment of normalcy, done up in a fluorescent blue mohawk, black eyeliner, a nose ring, black nail polish, army boots, and a Dayglow Abortions t-shirt. I smile to myself, knowing that she has no idea how much weirder it's going to get.
I guess I can do... you guys know that about David Suzuki?
Woo!
Yeah, I got this poem he doesn't like. If I can just buy...
This is called David Suzuki Hates This Poem. This poem will not save the world. This poem won't even try. This poem will not change your life. This poem is not a morally uplifting message engraved on a shoehorn. If anything, this poem is a fine print on the tip of a nuclear warhead. This poem babysits your children and lets them play with plastic bags on the freeway. This poem is the type of poem mother warned you about. This poem will make the wrong kind of friends. This poem will be full of shit. You won't be any smarter after hearing this poem. This poem won't say what you want to hear nor presume that you need to hear it. This poem is the empty calories of a fuck you pie. There'll be no forethought on how relevant this poem is in the grand scheme of the literary world. That is not the job of this poem or this poet. This poem will be rejected by the Paris Review. This poem will get over it. This poem sells arms to the pine beetle. This poem shot a tree just to watch it die as it shoved a middle finger through the ozone. This poem is the reason the polar ice caps are melting. This poem lives on a diet of eagle claws and black bear testicles. and drives an SUV. David Suzuki hates this poem. Most likely this poem will have been written during a bowel movement in the bathroom of a Taco Del Mar. This poem will make fun of itself, make fun of you, make fun of the sunset, make fun of God, the devil, and your grandmother's wooden vagina collection. This poem is Mahatma Gandhi masturbating in hell. This poem doesn't discriminate when it comes to getting a cheap laugh. This poem isn't as bad as it could be. This poem sets off metal detectors in airports. This poem is a horny drunk parolee feeling up a Catholic schoolgirl in a halfway house. This poem doesn't blame the government, but for some reason, the government blames this poem. This poem has no color, no race, no social ranking. This poem doesn't wear dreadlocks or a beret. The tax man will get nothing out of this poem. This poem is a man-hating, bitter, angry vegan with a gag on morphine. This poem may have offended some people with that last line. This poem says, good. This poem will take up approximately 3 minutes of your life and give back nothing in return. At the same time, it spits in your eye. This poem doesn't apologize for that.